Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And many other economic trends and themes that we've been discussing in the last hour and a half of the show, really. Always happy to get your thoughts and feedback on the trade conversation that we had. All themes around agriculture, not only when it comes to our meat products, but also when it comes to produce, what themes we're seeing there, not only with our neighboring countries, but a few concerns that have come up in terms of new negotiations to see the drop in a ban of EU regulations against our meat products in that market. Also gave you an understanding as to how this impacts the automotive space, especially when it comes to components. Yeah. So next time you actually think about the wipers, the wheel caps, the spark plugs, these are all some components that are typically manufactured in a market like South Africa, just on the other side of the N1 here in Pretoria, where, again, these are products that typically do get exported to other markets. And AGOA remains a very important market because the US is a very key partner in terms of trade in the automotive space. We gave you some perspective on that. And, of course, for everyone who happens to work in a place where theft is not taken too lightly, do be mindful that petty theft and petty crime in the workplace, as long as it does speak to a level of theft, dishonesty, and claiming goods and services that aren't typically yours, that can potentially see you being removed from your place of work. Does come with significant consequences and unnecessary, really, if you look at some of the case studies and examples that we've discussed. Sometimes it's just a colleague who works at a grocery outlet, was super hungry, ate one leftover pie and was later on dismissed. So context does matter, but as we understand, the law doesn't always work in that manner. There's rules, regulations, and they need to be interpreted as such. Well, I must tell you, over the next 15 to 20 minutes, I'm excited for us to speak to our next guest, someone who has been a key leader in terms of the world of retail in South Africa, but not just retail for retail's sake, but retail that, when South African consumers are under pressure, has been able to help us out. And whether you frown upon it or perhaps have used it, the truth is porn stores in South Africa, especially franchise secondhand dealers, essentially do help many South Africans in order to make sure that you let go of a particular item you love right now, whether it's electronics like a microwave or a TV or a laptop or some jewelry or family heirloom, and are able then to actually use the money you can use from that by leasing it or selling it to then fulfill whatever objectives you have within your personal life. Peter Forshaw is the Chief Financial Officer for Cash Converters Southern Africa. He joins us now on the show this evening, primarily because it's also been an interesting time for the business, which has continued to see the evolution of what it describes as the lending as a service platform in South Africa. Peter, welcome to Kaya Biz, sir.
Good evening, Guguletu. Thank you very much. Can you hear me okay? All okay?
Loud and clear. Really happy that we can hear you clearly. The internet can be a bit fickle sometimes, but I'm happy that it's playing ball with us tonight.
Absolutely. Good. Thank you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity. And thank you to the listeners for listening.
Such an exciting time to speak to you, especially given what we see in South Africa's climate. And I, as an observer, I'm just imagining that cash converters can really be used as a metric for economic cycles, because you witness the economic trends that consumers and businesses are under, depending on how much people come to you to buy, to sell, to lend, and partner with you. I guess let's contextualize that. When you look at cash converters as a business, beyond describing what it is you do, but what it is you witness in terms of economic cycles.
Sure. Well, Guguletu, as our listeners may well know, Cash Converters is turning 30 years this year. That puts us well in the growing up phase of a business. And it's been fascinating to watch, as you say, the trends in the economic cycles over the last 30 years. We opened our first store in Cape Town in 1994. And as you quite rightly say, we have serviced customers for the last 30 years. And I think what's really been interesting from a cash converters, it's called an economic perspective, is that the business does extremely well in economic cycles. which are doing well, so the good times, as well as the bad times. And I think that's testament to the brand and the system we've got. So let's talk a little bit about the product. Mm. We started the business in 1994, only buying and selling secondhand goods. So we were a retailer in secondhand goods, and we positioned ourselves as a mainstream retail outlet. We professionally merchandised the stores. We communicated and interacted with consumers in what we call a buy shop, and the business really did well and flourished. And then with the advent of the National Credit Act in 2007, it gave us an opportunity to look at pawnbroking.
Yes.
Up to that point, the industry was not regulated. The pawning industry was not regulated. And with the introduction of the National Credit Act and the National Credit Regulator as the regulating body, we were comfortable to launch pawnbroking into our network. Which was what most of the cash converter stores worldwide do. So for those who don't know, Cash Converters is an international brand, international business. Mm. We have the South African license to operate the brand in South Africa, and we currently trade in South Africa and Namibia. And we'd watched with great interest this concept of pawnbroking around the world, particularly in Australia, where Cash Converters comes from, and in countries like the UK and Belgium and France and all over the place, all over the world, where pawnbroking was so embedded in, let's call it, the culture of society, and the culture of providing people with instant access to cash. So what is pawnbroking?
Mm.
So pawnbroking is a concept where it's a credit agreement. So you are entering into a credit agreement, which is regulated by the regulator. And we're all our stores, which are primarily franchised, are registered as credit providers. So we enter into a credit agreement with the consumer. But unlike typical credit, short-term credit and other credit, where issues like affordability and payment history and your score in terms of the credit bureaus plays a vital role, in pawnbroking, that is not a factor at all. But what is a factor is the value of the product you're able to provide. So in essence, we're providing customers with access to cash by them providing their goods, which we physically keep for a period of time. And when the customer wants to come back and wants to get their product back, we call it redeeming it, they come back and pay the fees and the principal, and they get their product back. So it must be one of the simplest and purest forms of consumers accessing cash and using their goods as effectively collateral.
Mm.
Now, I
want to jump in there because I think this is so important, Peter, as you highlight this, that you're using your goods as collateral. Because in the past, and perhaps before the change in the National Credit Act, what we did see was, I guess, a perception that this is a form of desperation for consumers,
correct,
right? And unscrupulous lenders really taking advantage of them. But as you've described, it's a quid pro quo relationship with protection in order to guide and assist the consumer, whether they are buying or you're selling or you're taking out a cash loan from your business. And I'm intrigued to understand, you know, how that perception has also changed in terms of your target audience or the kind of customer who comes to Cash Converters.
Well, absolutely, and one would be surprised. It's by no means down and out consumers at all. It's people who've got product. It's people who need, I think the key word there is instant. They need cash, and they need cash now for whatever the reason is. They need to repair a motor car. They need to send the kid to school, or they need cash. It's hassle free, and the let's call it the unique selling point, the USP to our consumer is instant cash, and you get it cash on the spot as you do the deal. And I think the great thing about and let's talk about evolution of the product and why it's becoming more and more acceptable is, I think with the advent of the digital world we all operate in, with the Internet of Things or the fourth industrial revolution, the key component to that is consumers have access to information, and they have information on product. It's very easy for consumers to determine what the product, what their product is worth, what it's worth in the marketplace. It's very easy to do searches. I think also consumers through Facebook Marketplace and Gumtree and the old Bidobio, Bob, as it's called now, consumers are comfortable dealing with their products. They accept the fact that they can trade their products. They can buy and sell secondhand, and it's become, let's call it, socially acceptable to deal in goods. All that pawnbroking does, and all that we've done as a brand to fit into this evolution, mm-hmm. is position ourselves physically in the marketplace where consumers can come. It's safe. It's transparent. We operate with integrity. We have a collaborative approach of assisting and looking after our consumers, and they can gain and get cash, leverage cash for their products. Now, it's interesting, quite a lot of people who are trying to sell their product through online platforms will come to Cash Converters and will effectively pawn their item, get cash, mm-hmm. and if they sell the product online, all they do is they come in, settle, take the product, and sell it on. So we've really become a trading hub for consumers. It's an easy, simple way to transact. What we've also done in terms of innovation is we have something called a cashier's card, which is a Visa issued debit card issued through FNB, and it's linked to the FNB e-wallet. So when we Ooh. Give consumers cash, mm-hmm. they don't have to walk out of our store with lots of rand, 200 rand notes stuck in their pockets, which is high risk and cash.
Yes.
But we can put the money onto a e-wallet with a Cash Converters card. Now, the consumer now walks out with the cash safely in an electronic form in an e-wallet, and they can go to an FNB ATM and they can withdraw the money, and the first withdrawal is sponsored by Cash Converters, or they can go to a retailer and spend money at any till point, any EPOS device accepting debit or credit cards,
mm-hmm.
Or they can go to participating retailers and draw cash from the till. So I think that's one of the biggest innovations. So we've made it safe. We've made it easy for consumers to effectively get cash. So for us, it's really exciting. And yes, I think we all accept the fact that consumers are under pressure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And yes, that has been good for our business because we provide consumers with easy access to cash. And the good thing is you don't have to sell your item. So if you call with a cash converter, and we actually call the product a cash advance, we've tried to move away from the term pawn, because I think there's been some negative connotations mm-hmm. over the years. So we call it a cash advance. It's a loan against your goods. But if you can't settle up your credit agreement which you've entered into, there are absolutely no repercussions to the consumer. There's no, you're not in default of the agreement. All that happens is you don't get your goods back.
So
the incentive for consumers is to come and get their goods back, because they want the goods, because the value of the goods far exceeds the amount that they have to pay for them.
Exactly, still stands. Peter, I'm so intrigued. Of course, you're the numbers guy as the chief financial officer, so you have to make the business make sense and, of course, be profitable. So I'm intrigued as to, I guess, how the model works. I do see that it is omnichannel in terms of allowing consumers to buy goods from your stores. We buy, we sell, and we loan cash. That's essentially your tagline.
Yes.
But I'm keen to understand, once you've loaned the consumer the money, you've kept their asset as surety, they come back and want to claim it, but obviously need to pay you back. How have you structured, I guess, your model around margins, just to, and I get it, you're a private business, so no need to share the secret sauce, but just help us understand how you make money.
Everything, all our fees are in line with the National Credit Act. So the fees are regulated and promulgated in terms of the Act, and we comply with the Act. So the fees are in line with that. And in fact, what we found is for the lower value transactions, we don't charge the maximum per the Act, because we just don't think it's fair on consumers to effectively exploit them by charging them the highest possible rate. So we have our system implements a system of managing that. And I think the most important thing for us and for pawnbrokers, and this is what we've learned from our associates around the world, and there may be a perception that the pawnbroker actually doesn't want the customer to come back, because if they've lent them a let's call it a much lower value against the value, you don't want the consumer to come back so you can sell the item for a huge profit. It's not the philosophy of cash converters. We want our consumers to come back and what we call redeem their products. For us, that's very important. We're not in the business of exploiting consumers by, let's call it, trapping them into having to sell their product. Our business is primarily, it's a franchise business, and it's been a franchise business from 1994.
Yes.
We have a couple of corporate stores which we have in the network, but it's primarily a franchise business. And I think what a franchise business does is it takes the business and it puts it into the community. So Cash Converters really does become such a part of the local community. It's run by somebody who's invested in the community. It is their business. The person you're dealing with in that store is a franchisee. They then employ people, and those people come from the community that they work in. And those people know the community. They know the people in their community. They understand them. They understand their needs. They understand the local issues that are taking place in the community. And if one had a strategy that you just wanted to effectively rip consumers off by selling their product, well, your business would dry up pretty much. And that's not what the Cash Converters brand is about. And, you know, we've been going for 30 years, and I really do believe that the concept of what, as you quite rightly said, we buy, we sell, and we loan cash, I think is so prevalent now, and I think it will be into the future. And you quite rightly pointed out the digital migration. One of the outcomes of the COVID pandemic that so drastically impacted on all of us was, suddenly overnight, all our stores closed. We could not trade. Mm-hmm. And we then applied our, like all retailers, and on top of it, we had people's product in our possession that was pawned. So we had to change systems to make sure people wouldn't lose their product. But in that time where we were all, and we came back a couple of years now, we need to remember we were in isolation. We did not know where we would be when we came out, but we had a sense that we needed to migrate the business onto the internet and provide a web interface, as Takealot and other major marketplaces were doing, and were doing extremely well. And so we launched our web shop. And the web shop at this point in time is primarily focused on selling goods to consumers. And we currently have just over 30,000 individual secondhand items listed on our web shop, and literally from everything you can almost possibly imagine now. That web shop has just grown and grown and grown. Wow. And I think what
How many items do you move, I guess, per day online? Is there an average or another metric to measure performance?
Our web shop sales is equal to, on a monthly basis, twice what our best store would be. So it's almost added two more stores to the network.
Sure.
And it's growing exponentially, as I think so many people have moved onto the web have done.
Mm.
So it's been... It really has been so successful in that people are able to search for and look for product, innovative, different secondhand products. The advantage, of course, of buying from Cash Converters is it comes with a guarantee. You know the brand. We use a payment gateway, so the payments are secured, that we have a logistics interface, and you can buy product online and receive it literally overnight almost anywhere in the country. But what it has shown us is that our customer base and our target market, firstly, by going online, we widened the target market hugely. And
yep.
it was a whole new market out there. And it's typical, 70% plus of our consumers interact with us on mobile devices. We find quite a lot of business takes place at night, and people are at home and they're looking for product. But what it has shown us is that there's a consumer base, and our consumer base is ready to start interacting with us digitally. So our web shop focused on retail is the first phase. We do have a function on the web shop, we call it What It's Worth. So if you want to sell something, you can take a photo of the item, punch it in, and it gets through to one of our stores. And that is showing great potential. But it's not been the primary focus, and we are working on it and looking for strategies to be able to interact with consumers, both selling them product and when they want to buy, from us. So the digital migration of the business is definitely happening, And clearly, it can be a challenge for some franchisees who this is new terrain for them. You know, they bought a business which was a physical shop in a shopping center, but they now need they are making that and they realize how important it is to interact with consumers in every possible way we can.
Such a pleasure speaking to you, Peter. I actually don't want to let you go. This has been so...
I am known for talking.
Oh, no. I love it because it's really, you know, taking us on a story and a journey to actually understand how the business has evolved and how it's grown. There's so much more I would have liked to pick your brain on, especially in terms of the franchise model and the business insights.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
All the more reason to get you back on the show. And happy
with
30th
pleasure.
Anniversary to you, 30 years at Cash Converters, and Cash Converters itself also celebrating 30 years. It's a remarkable feat. Especially in times where businesses don't always do well. Congratulations for still fighting a good fight and being sustainable and a going concern.
Thank you, Gugulethu. Much appreciated and all the best.
Anytime. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.
Such a delight.
Bye-bye.
That's Peter Forshaw, the Chief Financial Officer, joining us from Cash Converters this evening, helping us get some context into the 30-year journey of the business. And as you've heard, really shifted in terms of its model, where it's a business that does, they buy, they sell, and they loan cash. It's not just about being a desperate consumer who says, ooh, let me get rid of this family heirloom so I can get some money. No. It's really about providing consumers with options in a sustainable manner and people who just need immediate access to cash. And, of course, e-commerce coming up to the front and interesting new partnerships that they also have with financial services institutions.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.